Penguin Random House Audio presents The Perpetual Now, A Story of Amnesia, Memory, and Love by Michael D. Lemonick. Read for you by Kaleo Griffith. Preface. One day a couple of years ago, a woman about my own age approached me on the street in Princeton, New Jersey, where I live. "I'm Aline Johnson," she said. "I'm not sure whether you remember me. Have you heard about what happened to my sister?" No, I hadn't heard, but I did remember Aline vividly. Even before she spoke, I knew exactly who she was. In her late 50s at the time, Aline had thick, wavy brown hair that fell to her shoulders. An image immediately came into my mind of the same face, the same hair, the same voice. But in my memory, she was 13 years old, dragging a cello case into the music room at the Valley Road Middle School in Princeton, where we both played in the orchestra back in the 1960s. I could hear Mrs. Switten, the director, calling out Aline's name. Not just the words, but also the woman's reedy, northern, Midwestern-accented voice as she spoke them. When she got really exasperated at one of her students, she'd say, "Jiminy Christmas!" That led immediately to another memory, the sinking feeling I would get in the pit of my stomach before every school assembly. Mrs. Switten insisted I play a bugle call on my trumpet as they brought in the American flag. I flubbed it every time. My classmates were unkind about it, every time. Some of them were unkind about my clothes, too, and my haircut, as I recall, which were both very uncool.